Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Procter & Gamble, one of the world's largest consumer goods companies, known for its vast portfolio of household brands. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's dive in.
Procter & Gamble has built a strong reputation as a leader in consumer goods with brands that are household names. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like status quo bias and anchoring influence their decision-making, particularly in areas like brand management and marketing?
Status quo bias is particularly relevant to Procter Gamble's approach to brand management. The company has a portfolio of established brands, and there's a natural tendency to focus on maintaining the success of these brands rather than taking risks on entirely new products. This bias helps Procter & Gamble ensure the consistency and reliability that consumers expect from their products, but it can also make them slower to innovate in response to changing consumer preferences. Anchoring plays a significant role in their pricing and marketing strategies. Established price points and brand positioning serve as anchors, influencing consumer perceptions and making it easier for Procter & Gamble to maintain market share in competitive categories.
And this focus on maintaining the strength of their existing brands has helped Procter & Gamble remain a dominant player in the consumer goods industry, appealing to investors who prioritize stability and long-term growth.
Exactly. Procter & Gamble's commitment to its established brands appeals to investors who value consistency and reliability. However, this approach may also limit their ability to quickly capitalize on emerging trends or disruptive innovations in the consumer goods space, which could be a potential risk as consumer preferences evolve.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Procter & Gamble. The consumer goods industry serves a diverse global population, so DEI is particularly important. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Procter & Gamble's approach to DEI is an integral part of its corporate strategy. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can help the company better understand and serve diverse consumer groups, which is essential for maintaining relevance in a global market. A diverse workforce brings different perspectives, leading to more innovative products and marketing strategies that resonate with a wide range of consumers. For investors, Procter & Gamble's commitment to DEI can signal that the company is aligned with modern societal values, enhancing its reputation and appeal, particularly among ESG-focused investors.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like consumer goods, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse populations is key to success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture, Procter & Gamble not only enhances its ability to serve a broad customer base, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Procter & Gamble operates in over 180 countries, offering a wide range of products across various categories. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Procter & Gamble's global strategy involves tailoring its products and marketing strategies to meet the specific needs and preferences of different markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with international operations. The company's ability to localize its offerings, whether it's through product formulations, packaging, or advertising, allows it to effectively compete in diverse markets while maintaining a consistent global brand. This approach helps Procter & Gamble mitigate the risks associated with changing consumer preferences and regulatory environments, ensuring long-term success.
And this adaptability is especially important for Procter & Gamble as they face competition from both local consumer goods companies and global giants. Their ability to maintain their brand's trust and relevance in various markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Procter & Gamble's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the consumer goods industry while staying ahead of emerging trends. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global consumer behavior and regulatory requirements.
Now, let's compare Procter Gamble to other companies in the consumer goods industry, like Unilever, Nestlé, and Colgate-Palmolive. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Procter Gamble's dynamics are often compared to Unilever and Nestlé, as all three are global giants with diverse portfolios of household brands. However, Procter Gamble's emphasis on maintaining the strength of its core brands and its cautious approach to innovation may appeal more to risk-averse investors who value stability. Unilever, which places a strong emphasis on sustainability and social responsibility, might attract investors who are more focused on ESG factors. Nestlé, with its broader focus on food and beverages, offers a different kind of diversification that may appeal to investors looking for exposure to the food industry. Colgate-Palmolive, which has a more focused portfolio, may attract investors interested in a narrower but highly profitable segment of the consumer goods market. Procter Gamble's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for reliability and its commitment to brand strength within a stable framework.
And unlike Unilever, which has been more aggressive in pursuing sustainability initiatives, Procter Gamble's focus on its established brands offers a different risk profile, appealing to investors who value a more balanced exposure to the consumer goods industry.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Procter Gamble, the focus on brand strength, global adaptability, and a measured approach to innovation provides a unique value proposition in the consumer goods industry.
To sum up, Procter Gamble's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their strategy for global expansion, their approach to DEI, or their ability to adapt to changing market conditions. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Procter Gamble's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.